Welcome to the Fuller Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, and it's the 3rd of February. And I'm recording at 9:24 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time, here in sunny London, or at least it was earlier today. Now, if you like volatile markets, well, this was another day for you. And congratulations on your endurance. I'll run through some of the highlights here. Some of them are really quite interesting. Now, starting off with stock markets in the Asia-Pacific region. Well, they ranged from Japan getting declines of over 3% on its indices to a number of declines of over 2%, and those included the Hang Seng Index and also the China Enterprise Index, although the mainland China indices saw only small losses, and the Shenzhen Composite Index, which is the very volatile one, that was actually up nearly half a point. Elsewhere, though, just about everything was lower in the Asia-Pacific region, except for Thailand and Indonesia, which had modest gains. So, heavy selling in that region, as you can clearly see. And then, moving on to Europe. Well, not much better. Everything in the red. And we had, again, some big hits. It looks like the Italian market had the biggest one, down 2.85%. Spain also down 2.5%. Pretty well everything caught heavy selling. The German DAX index down over 1.5%. FTSE UK, that's the UK market, down 1.43%. So a lot of selling pressure, to repeat that point. Then we get into the Americas, and what a ride Wall Street had today. The Dow had a high-low swing range of over 422 points. And it actually managed to close near the highs of the day overall, up 1.13%. Now, how did it manage to do that? What influenced it, and what had pushed it down early on? Well, I think the bearish news out of Asia or bearish market stock market performances out of Asia and then also Europe certainly weighed on Wall Street. But then what started to happen is we got a little bit of steady action in the crude oil prices. And, you know, they were up 20, 30 cents and went on that way for quite a long time. Then they began to edge higher overall. And then they moved sharply higher with the Brent crude, and it's still trading after hours, but it's up 271 to $35.43. So that's a big, big move, and its low on the day was 32.30. Now, the WTI, that's the U.S. market for crude, and that did very well also. It's up 277 as I speak at 32.65, and that had come up from 29.40 on the day's low. So what pushed oil up so much? Well, there was a talk of, yes, we'll meet with you from the Russians to the Saudis, and no, we won't, and this sort of thing. But anybody who knows anything about commodity production knows that they're heading in that direction on a needs-must basis. And if they were to announce some sort of new production reduction schedule, had that been agreed, then you'd get a huge gap to the upside, assuming that it was conducted in more or less secret, which probably won't be the case. But at any rate, there's more upside than downside, as I've been saying for, as Owen and I have both been saying for a few weeks in here. Then the other factor which helped to push up not only crude oil, but precious metals and all industrial commodities here today was the dollar index. Now, that had a huge downward dynamic. I think somebody said, or I think I saw it written somewhere, that it was the biggest downward dynamic since 2009. I haven't confirmed that, but it was big. And, well, where is it, David? The dollar index is at 97.171, and that's down 1.699, and up a bit from the low of the day, which was at 96.885. And what caused that? Well, the news wires said they blamed services data, which is, of course, just a statistic du jour. And I think, well, a few people might have let the dollar index go because of services data, but I maintain, as I have in these audios for some time, that it was intervention by the U.S. Treasury on behalf of the U.S. Federal Reserve. And they've been doing that every time the dollar index got close to or a little above that 100 level. And that goes back to March 2015 when that first happened. And they've knocked it back, and quite right too, because as I've emphasized, we'd have real problems if we got a sustained break to the upside. As let's say the dollar broke through and caught a momentum move and rallied up to 120 on the dollar index. Well, in my opinion, that would almost certainly and put the U.S. Economy back in recession. It would hammer profits for most of the autonomies, and it would be bad news generally, because also affected would be companies which borrowed in dollars when they were much lower, and also countries, a number of Asian countries, number of emerging market countries, borrowed dollars because it was a highly liquid market and the dollar, as I say, was much lower if you go back a year and a half or more. So really, the last thing the Fed wants is to have a stronger U.S. dollar. If they get a weaker U.S. dollar, they'll be able to get in another interest rate hike at some stage this year, although I think it's very unlikely to be in March. So those are the big news items. This big drop in the dollar index and crude oil pushing up really quite strongly. And that also lifted all the precious metals. And you've got palladium here today, up over $19 to $510 and change. You've got silver up 41 cents to $14.70. We've got platinum up nearly $25 to $880 and change. We have gold bullion up nearly $14 to $1,142, almost $43. So just to emphasize it, just solid gains there. Industrial metals higher, copper up 4.4 cents here. That'll put that U.S. copper price back it's 5 cents below the 210 level. Or 5 ticks below that 210 level. And again, all of the industrial metals were firmer in here today. Now, what else took place? I've changed the sequence, but I trust you don't mind that. Bonds, U.S. government bonds. Well, they dipped down early today. Those 10-year bonds dipped down to 1.79, but they were, as of a few minutes ago, they were at 1.88%, and as Wall Street rallied. And the VIX index, this is interesting because this morning it was down, it was up to 27.70, real nervousness there, but it closed near 21.76. So coming down, 6 points on that. A lot of volatility, needless to say, overall. Quite exciting if you enjoy the stress. A good day just to sleep through if you don't, and hear about it on the audio. So, on that note, all the very best to all of you.